Me llamo Enrique Schwaber. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio here in Easton, Pennsylvania. I didn't even have to look at the sign there. It's so ingrained in my memory because I'm pretty cool. I'd like to think so. Sam?
Mm-hmm.
How's your day been?
It's been okay. I had class, and I have to go to the gym after this. Yeah.
Classic Sam.
I know. Then I'm going to do some work and study for my exam tomorrow. Yeah.
This guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, me. I went to breakfast for the first time in a long time. Yeah, I normally just pick up lunch or like a to-go thing. But I actually sat down with my good friend Eric at Marquis and got food, ate it, and then I went to the library. I got my academic PIN number from my advisor. Then you know what I did?
What did you do?
I don't remember. That's why I'm asking you.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, I went to Lower Farrenon. I got a coffee.
Uh-huh.
I studied a little bit for mock trial because tomorrow at 4:15 p.m., I'm departing. You won't hear from me this weekend. I'll be in Lower Marion.
Where's Lower Marion?
Right outside of Philadelphia.
Oh, rough.
Haverford College.
Oh, I'm familiar with Haverford College.
Yeah, so we have a tournament. Mm-hmm. I'm not prepared, so that's why I've been reviewing. And hopefully it goes well.
What do you think your chances are of winning the whole thing, taking it all?
2%.
2%. It's better than
1%.
And most of the sports teams here at Lafayette College. So.
Oh, owned. Well, I just had to write an article on why Lafayette sports are actually good.
Why are they actually good? Hit me up.
No, I lied.
Okay.
But I had to write.
Yeah, well, what were your lies?
I feel like I shouldn't be talking about this.
No, I want to hear of it. I want
to
hear it.
First of all, how about you like log the songs that we're about to play?
Okay, but you have to tell me then.
I said that we're good, that I have a will to live, and among other things.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, just fantastic lives, as they'd say.
Wow, that's good stuff.
You know Owl City?
You think I know Owl City?
Yes.
I am Owl City.
Wait, is your showcase this weekend or next?
It was last weekend.
It was last weekend?
Yeah.
Where was I?
You had some dumb thing.
Are you sure it was last weekend? Not
actually,
two weekends ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had my thing for the thing. How was it?
Cool. Good.
Did you juggle?
I actually did juggle.
Did you mess up?
Yeah, I actually messed up, believe it or not.
I do believe it. I'd be surprised if you didn't mess up.
Thanks.
How did it go overall?
I think it did well.
Is there a video recording of it?
Not that I know of.
That sounds pretty racist.
Because
here at Lafayette College, everything is racist.
Oh, I forgot. We're a traditionally white institution.
White male institution.
You're right.
Did you know that women were invented in the 1980s?
Why were they invented then?
What?
Why were they invented then?
Just because men are trash.
That's fair.
Am I right?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeet. All right. Let's, I actually have some funny jokes to get into later.
I'm excited.
Some of them are NSFW.
Oh, yes.
So make sure that you're not playing this aloud in the office or anything like that.
Yeah. Warning. Spoiler alert. It's
going down.
I'm yelling timber.
Speaking of that,
mm-hmm.
I was actually going to play, I was going to put Timber or a Pitbull song on, and then I realized that we didn't deserve to have Pitbull on. He's too good for us.
He really is.
That if we were to play Pitbull, like, I feel like he'd just somehow telepathically know that he was being dissed by being put on such a terrible program when he only deserves the best.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a intelligent observation, Henry.
I'd say so. I am who I am, so that's good.
Oui. Je suis que je suis.
Oh, French. Nice.
Yeah. Do you know in the Bible, God says, I am who I am, right?
I thought God said, if you can't handle me at my worst, then you don't deserve me at my best.
No, that was afterwards. But he said, I am who I am. And in French, that's je suis que je suis. Do you know what je suis is?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus with one extra letter. So if that
je
doesn't...
Je suis.
Yeah. So if that doesn't convince you, I don't know what will.
Convince me of what?
You know, God.
I've already been convinced.
Okay, well... Now you're super convinced.
I actually have a funny story to tell about my Bible, if you want me to.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if you knew this, but I actually went to a different college before Lafayette. I actually transferred here.
That's not true.
It is, and I can tell you the story behind it if you'd
like. Okay, yeah, tell me the story.
So there was this Bible. My grandmother gave it to me before I went off to college. I actually was supposed to be at San Diego State before. That's where I was going to school.
Okay.
West Coast, best coast. So I get off to college, whatever. It's a little bit tough financially for me, but I'm there. My grandmother gives me a Bible. She says, Henry, I want you to keep up on your religious studies. It's very important to me, like helps nourish your mind, whatever. Please just read the Bible a little bit every day.
Okay.
I'm like, okay, Grandma. A couple weeks go by into school. I'm finding myself spending a decent amount of money, textbooks, food, all the like. And I'm starting to run low on money.
Uh-huh.
Living on a college campus is pretty expensive, especially when you're at San Diego State, there's a lot of extracurriculars and the like. So what happened was I call up my grandmother. I say, Grandma, could I potentially get some money?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm running a little bit low. I'm not sure if I have enough for my classes. And she said, Henry, have you read your Bible? I'm like, yes, of course. I read the Bible, Grandma. Now can I please have some money? She's like, read your Bible, Henry. And I'm like, okay, whatever. She hangs up.
Mm-hmm.
More weeks go by, running dangerously low on funds. I have to drop half of my classes.
Wow.
Because I don't have the money for the textbooks. I'm trying to like find it online. It's not working. There are still surcharges on Google eBooks, all of that jazz.
Wow.
I call up my grandma. Hi, Henry. How are you? Hi, Grandma. I hope you're doing well. Blah, 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 blah. But I need money. Like, I'm in danger of dropping out of school.
Mm-hmm.
Like, can you please send me some money?
Yeah.
And she says, Henry, have you read your Bible? I'm like, Grandma. Like, this is a little bit too serious. Like, yes, I've been reading my Bible, whatever.
Have you actually been reading your Bible?
Of course not.
Okay.
But I'm like, yeah, read the Bible, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Like, it's great when Jesus, like, walked on the water and, like, conducted the new production of Hamilton. But she's like, Henry, I want you to be reading your Bible. I'm like, I've been reading the Bible. I need money. She's like, Henry, read your Bible and get back to me. Well, turns out, I fail all of my classes.
Wow.
I'm kicked out of school. I have to drop out. So I call up my grandma. I say, well, I hope you're happy. I wasn't able to finish my semester because I didn't have the necessary resources. Like, I didn't have enough money. Could you potentially, like, give me some? She's like, Henry, did you read your Bible? And so I hang up. As I'm packing up all my things from the dorm room, I noticed the Bible. I haven't even opened this.
Of course.
And I'm like, what could be so important that she gives me the Bible? So I open it up, skim through the first few pages, and I see an envelope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I take out the envelope. I open it up, and out says a note card. It says, screw off, Henry.
Got him. Wow.
So yeah, that's why I'm here.
You got bullied by your G-ma.
Yeah. Here.
That's cool.
Putting the G in G-ma.
Yeah, nice one.
All right, let's get started with some music.
Yeah, what do you say, kid? Yeah. Let's listen to Redbone by Childish Gambino.
No, I don't think so. But thank you.
Here it is.
You made pants and I made problems. We were sleeping back to back. We know this. this day wasn't built to last. Yeah. Good on paper, picture perfect. Chase the high too far too fast. Pick a white fence, we'll be painted black. And I wish you would hurt me harder than I hurt you. And I wish you would away from me, but you always do.
And I will still be here.
gang.
Welcome back.
So
that was Redbone by Childish Gambino.
Featuring Pitbull.
As always.
So I'm pretty tired. I woke up early for the first time in a fortnight.
Why'd you do that?
To get breakfast with my good friend Eric.
Oh, I forgot.
Not worth it. should have just gotten lunch with him or something. That was...
Oh, wow.
Bad. I'm so sleepy. And I've still got two classes, Samuel.
Wow, I have no classes. But I have fencing practice.
Okay, you know what I got?
What? No I've friends?
Got... You knew... Right. I've got two classes after this. Then I have mock trial practice. Then I have my anniversary dinner. And then I'm... Then I've got to write my paper because I have a paper due Tuesday, but I'm away all weekend. So, And then I have dance marathon practice tomorrow for Pi Phi dance marathon. But who cares about Pi Phi because Delt's going to win. So that's what's important.
Wow.
So I've got a joke for you all if you want to hear it.
I misspelled specific. I used an I instead of an E.
Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe you should get tested.
I really should. I want to hear this joke, though.
All right. So one of my friends, his dad owns a farm.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't a joke. That's a real story, actually.
Okay.
So one of my friend's dad owns a farm out in the middle of PA. A little bit north. It's Stroudsburg. You familiar with it?
Yeah, I am.
It's like 40 minutes away from here.
Not that far.
35-40. In the suburbs.
Depends where you go.
In the suburbs.
Down. Yeah.
So there's like a nice little... rural / suburban area, and my friend's dad owns a big plot of land, about 5 acres or so. Not like a small farm, but just enough.
Okay.
So what he has is a bunch of different like animals that go around. Cows that graze, sheep doing whatever, like chickens. Mm-hmm. He's got the whole shebang.
Good.
And he actually has this pig.
Really?
But this pig has 3 legs.
Aw.
So we're like, well, why do you have this pig? He's like, oh, this isn't just any ordinary pig. I'm like, this pig is special. So I ask, why does it have 3 legs? He's like, all right, let me tell you about this pig, okay? So I don't have to do any of the work on this farm because this pig rounds all of my sheep into order.
Really?
Directs the cattle where to go. Actually re-sows and sods the grass so that they have ample grazing opportunities. He converses with the other animals, like lets them know that they're being productive. It's amazing the things that this pig does. Brilliant, brilliant animal.
Wow. And only with 3 legs.
With only 3 legs.
Wow.
And I'm like, oh my goodness. Like, he's able to herd all of your sheep, like get all of your cattle involved. He's like, yes, it's unbelievable. He's actually taken care of like some of the eggs that I have from the chickens. Like, he's able to do pretty much anything I ask of him, and even things that I don't ask of him. He's above and beyond the best. And since he's a pig, he doesn't really work for any pay. I just give him what I can.
Yeah, of course.
And he provides so much for this farm. It actually used to be a 2-acre farm, but through all the advancements that he made, they were actually able to get so much income and revenue that they were able to expand their plot of land and increase their surplus in productivity, sell more, and they're living large right now. And I'm like, but there's one last thing. I'm like, so why does he have 3 legs? And Dad, the farmer, goes, oh, well, when you have a pig this special, can't eat them all at once.
Wow. This has been brought to you by the Food and Drug Administration. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Separate raw meat from seafood.
Yeah, separate labor and eating.
Wow. That's a Marxist critique right there.
Yeah.
I'm learning about Marx and political philosophy.
Wow. Do you know it's a bad political philosophy?
There isn't really a political philosophy. It's just like, hey, things are bad. And then
he just whines a lot.
We're like, he's like, things are bad. I'm like, all right, what's better? He's like,
if we just overthrew the bourgeoisie.
He's like, you know the Chappelle skit where it's Black George Bush?
What?
It's fun, whatever. So basically it's like, knocks down the water, like runs away from it. That's what I was thinking. It's like,
uh-huh.
So what's your solution? Runs away.
Yeah, just you know, distracts. So, classic.
Yeah.
Classic marks.
But my professor loves him.
Really?
Yeah.
Who's that professor?
I don't think I can say. It's fear of being lambasted.
Really?
Yeah. Good guy, though.
Good. I mean, Marxism is just...
just with Marx.
Yeah, that's cool. I wish I were Karl Marx.
No, you don't.
I mean, he was a spoiled rich white dude.
I mean, you just wish you were dead. That's the only
thing. Yeah, that's... I mean, that's part of it. I just want to be a big meme.
You are already. Don't worry.
Thanks.
So, you finna get back into the music?
Yeah, I'm finna trying to get back to the music.
Oh, nice.
Next up, we have Redbone by Challenge.
No, we already played that.
Oh, no. I dropped my phone today.
Oh, my God. You're the worst.
All right. Well, next up, in that case, we have...
Boom Boom Pow by the Black Eyed Peas.
It's a real treat. Here you are. Boom Boom Pow by the Black Eyed Peas.
I woke up pissed off today, and lately everyone feels fake. Somewhere I lost a piece of me, smoking cigarettes on balconies. But I can't do this alone. Sometimes I just need a light. If I call you on the phone, need you on the other side. So when your tears go down your pillow like a river, I'll be there for you. I'll be there for you. When you're screaming, but they only hear you whisper, I'll be loud for you. But you gotta be there for me too. Too. Last year took a toll on me, but I made it with you next to me. Around the world and back again. I hope you're waiting at the end. But I can't do this alone. Sometimes I just need a light. Call you on the phone, need you on the other side. So when your tears roll down your pillow like a river, I'll be there for you. I'll be there for you. When you're screaming, but they only hear you whisper, I'll be loud for you. I'll be loud for you. I got you, I promise. But let me be honest. Love is a road that goes both ways. Your tears roll down your pillow like a river. I'll be there for you. But you gotta be there for me too. But you gotta be there for me too. Let go of you for nothing. I'm running, running just to keep my hands on you. There was a time that I was so blue. What I got to do to show you? I'm running, running just to keep my hands on you. Friday night, my phone is off, and none of my friends even know.
sleep when you're out there with all my love. I can't believe that you left here with all my love.
Y se baila así.
Estamos rompiendo la discoteca. La fiesta no para, apenas comienza. C'est comme ci, c'est comme ça. Ma chérie, la 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 la. Francia, Colombia, me gusta.
Freeze.
Y Balvin, Willy William, me gusta.
Freeze.
Los DJ no mienten, le gusta a mi gente y eso se fue muy bien. No le bajamos, mas nunca paramos, es otro palo y blanco.
¿Y dónde está mi gente?
Me fue a bouger la tête.
¿Y dónde está mi gente?
El mundo es grande, pero lo tengo en mis manos. Estoy muy duro, sí, ok, ahí vamos. Y con el tiempo nos seguimos elevando. Y que seguimos rompiendo aquí. Esta fiesta no tiene fin. Botellas para arriba, sí. Los tengo bailando, rompiendo y yo sigo aquí. Que seguimos rompiendo aquí. Esta fiesta no tiene fin. Botellas para arriba, sí.
Los tengo bailando, rompiendo.
¿Y dónde está mi gante?
Me fue a bucear la tête.
¿Y dónde está mi gante?
Sí, yeah, yeah, yeah. Un, dos, tres, luego.
Hello?
It's me.
I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet.
No thanks. I hear you have another joke for us, Mr. Schweber. Then we need to get back into the music, I feel.
Do
like.
We?
Yeah.
Well, it's not a joke, more as it is a story, if you will.
Okay.
Even if you won't, I still will.
Okay.
So I was lucky enough last year to be able to attend the Superb Owl.
Of course.
Do you know what that is?
I'm familiar.
The Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Of football-related activities. Hey, put your phone down. Hey, eyes up here, buddy.
Yes?
So I was at the Super Bowl. Obviously, like, sold out packed stadium.
Of course.
So I sit down, like, the game's starting, whatever, and there's one seat empty between me and this other guy.
Uh-huh.
So I'm looking around. I don't see an open seat in the entire stadium besides this one right next to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I like lean over to the guy. I'm like, hey, was there anyone sitting here? He's like, oh, yeah, I actually bought two tickets. I'm like, what happened? He goes, I actually bought these tickets like a really long time ago and my wife passed away.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's only just me here now. And I'm like, oh my God, it's terrible. I'm sorry for your loss. But like, I'd imagine like for the Super Bowl, someone else would have been willing to come with you. And he's like, well, yeah, well, they're all at the funeral right now, so.
Yeah, wow, that's a funny one.
Yeah.
Good one, good joke. Funny gaffe.
Thanks, all right, music.
All right.
Yo. Big Shaq, the one and only. Man's not hot. Never hot. Scrap. Skitty cat cat. Boom. 2 + 2 = 4. -1, that's 3. Quick maths. Everyday man's on the block. Smoke trees. See your girl in the park. That girl was a uckers. When the ting went quack, 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 you man was ducking. Hold tight, Asni, my brother. He's got a pumpy, big ting. Hold tight, my man,
my guy.
He's got a frisbee. A trap, trap, trap on the phone. Moving out cornflakes. Rice Krispies. Hold tight, my girl Whitney. On the road, doing 10 toes. Like my toes.
Like my toes.
You man thought I froze. I see a pen girl on a post. If she ain't on it, I post. Look at your nose.
Check your nose, man.
You donut. Nose long like garden hose. I tell a man's not hot. I tell a man's not hot. The girl told me, take off your jacket. I said, babe, man's not hot.
Never hot.
I tell a man's not hot.
Never hot.
I tell a man's not hot.
Never hot.
The girl told me, take off your jacket. I said, babe, man's not hot.
Never hot.
Hop out the four door with the 4-4. It was 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Us, man.
Chilling in the corridor.
Yo.
Your dad is 44. And he's still calling man for a draw.
Look at him. Look at him.
Let him know. When I see him, I'm gonna spin his jaw.
Finish.
Take man's twix by force.
Take it.
Send man's shot by force.
Send it.
Your girl knows I've got the sauce.
Flexing.
No ketchup.
Nine.
Just sauce.
Saucy.
Raw sauce. Yo. Boom. The ting goes. Skitty kick. Pop, pop. And the pop, pop. I tell a man's not hot,
man's not.
I tell a man's not hot,
never hot.
The girl told me, take off your jacket. I said, babe, man's not hot,
never hot.
I tell a man's not hot. I tell a man's not hot,
never hot.
The girl told me, take off your jacket. I said, babe, man's not hot. Man can never be hot,
never hot.
Perspiration ting,
spray that.
Lynx effects,
come on.
You didn't hear me, did you?
Nah,
use roll on,
use that.
Or spray.
Shh.
But either way, A, B, C, D.
Alphabet ting.
The ting goes. Get it, keep up.
told me that someday these will be the good old days. All the love you forget, and all these reckless nights you regret. Someday soon your whole life's gonna change. You'll miss the magic of these good old days.
I was thinking about the band, I was thinking about the fans. We were underground, loaded merch in that 12 passenger van. In a small club in Minnesota, and the snow outside of First Ave. I just wanted my name in the star. Now look at where we at, still growing up. Still growing up. I would lay in my bed and dream about what I'd become. Couldn't wait to get older, couldn't wait to be some. Now that I'm here, wishing I was still young. Those good old days.
I wish somebody would've told me, babe, that someday these would be the good old days. All the love you won't forget, and all these reckless nights you won't regret. Cause someday soon your whole life's gonna change. You'll miss the magic of the good old days.
Wish I didn't think I had the answers. Wish I didn't drink all of that glass first. Wish I made it to homecoming. Got up the courage to ask her. Wish I would've gotten out of my show. Wish I put the bottle back on that shelf. Wish I wouldn't have worried about what other people thought and felt comfortable with myself. Rooftop open and the stars above. Moment frozen, sneaking out and falling in love. Me, you and that futon, we just begun. On the grass dreaming, figuring out who I was. Those good old days.
I wish somebody would've told me, babe, the good old days. All the love you won't forget, and all these reckless nights you won't regret. Cause someday soon your whole life's gonna change. You'll miss the magic of the good old days.
Never thought we'd get old. Maybe we're still young. Maybe you always look back and think it was better than it was. Maybe these are the moments. Maybe I've been missing what it's about. Been scared of the future, thinking about the past while missing out on now. We've come so far, I guess I'm proud. And I ain't worried about the wrinkles around my smile. I got some scars, I've been around. I felt some pain, I seen some things, but I'm here now. Those good old days.
You don't know what you got, whoa, whoa, till it goes, whoa, whoa, till it's gone, whoa, whoa, you don't know, whoa, whoa, what you got, whoa, whoa, till it goes, whoa, whoa, till it's gone. I wish somebody would have told me.
Not getting any sleep, trying to read the signs. I don't know how much more I can take, how much longer I can wait before I lose my mind. You, for heaven's sake, you take my breath away when you're not even trying. You got me wondering why, oh, what if you were.
say it now. Just let the words come out.
Tell me you love me.
It's easy to say what's on your mind. Said it a million times.
Tell me you love me.
Yeah.
I did.
You've been listening to WJR 204.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. My name is...
Good night.
Good night. My bad.
We'll be right back.